Although we know from many musical, historical, and even cinematographic references of Mozart's wife Constanze, what is perhaps not as well known is that she was part of another important Austrian musical dynasty, the Webers, as in Karl Maria von Weber, a composer who was instrumental in the development of 18th century Italianate operas in German. Constanze was also one of several sisters, and it seems that young Wolfgang courted more than one of them. I'm Vlad Smirshkevich, and I invite you to come with me to take a peek into the personal and professional intertwinings of the Mozart and Weber families. The aria O wie ängstlich from The Abduction from the Seraglio, Mozart's opera, and one of many featuring the name of his beloved Constanze, with tenor John Dickey and Capella Istropolitana under Johannes Wildner. The Mozarts and the Webers first became acquainted in the mid-1770s. The Mozart family, originally from Salzburg, comprised Leopold Mozart, a distinguished composer and pedagogue, his wife Anna Maria, and their children, Wolfgang Amadeus and Maria Anna, known as Nannerl. The Weber family, on the other hand, hailed from Zell im Wiesental in the Black Forest. Also a musically inclined clan, they included Fridolin Weber, a bassist, his wife Maria Cecilia, and their four daughters, Josefa, Aloysia, Constanze, and Sophie. The young Wolfgang Amadeus's encounter with the Weber family took place during his early career travels across Europe, which were aimed at showcasing his prodigious talents and securing patronage. Mannheim, where the Webers had settled, was a significant cultural hub, known for its influential court orchestra and vibrant musical life. It was here in 1777 that Mozart first met Aloysia Weber, who was an aspiring singer. Mozart's infatuation with Aloysia is well documented. In a letter to his father, dated December 20, 1777, Mozart wrote, "I have met a delightful person, a girl with a beautiful voice. Her name is Fräulein Weber." This initial admiration for Aloysia's vocal abilities soon turned into a deeper affection, which Mozart openly expressed. He composed several arias specifically for her, including this one, Alcandro lo confesso, non so donde viene. The aria highlighted Aloysia's vocal prowess as well as Mozart's own personal admiration. Sabine de Vieille with the ensemble Pygmalion under Raphael Pichon's direction, and singing there Mozart's aria Alcandro lo confesso, non so donde viene. fate would see the two families maintain their connections across the years. In 1781, the Weber family moved to Vienna, coinciding with Mozart's relocation to the same city after his break with the Archbishop of Salzburg, his patron until that time. Vienna, then an epicenter of music, provided ample opportunities for both families. The Webers opened a boarding house for musicians, where Mozart eventually lodged. It was in this context that Mozart's romantic focus shifted from Aloysia to her younger sister, Constanze. Mozart and Constanze's relationship developed gradually, based on mutual respect and shared experiences, rather than the more passionate and unrequited nature of his earlier affection for Aloysia. Despite facing opposition from Leopold Mozart, who was concerned about the financial stability and prospects of the match, Wolfgang and Constanze married on August 4, 1782, at St. Stephen's Cathedral in Vienna. The marriage between Wolfgang and Constanze Mozart marked a significant personal and professional alliance. Constanze, though certainly not as renowned a musician as her husband, played an indispensable role in his personal and professional life. She provided emotional support and stability, which were crucial for Mozart's creative processes. Also, Constanze's influence is evident in several of Mozart's compositions from this period, where the soprano solos in his masses and operas were often written with her voice in mind. This collaborative spirit between husband and wife is epitomized in works such as his Mass in C minor, K427, where the demanding soprano parts reflect Mozart's confidence in Constanze's vocal abilities. From Mozart's Mass in C minor, K427, the soprano solo section from Et Incarnatus Est, sung there by Carolyn Sampson with the Bach Collegium Japan under Masaaki Suzuki. Despite their strong partnership, the Mozarts faced numerous challenges, including financial difficulties and health issues. Nevertheless, their relationship remained resilient, producing six children, although only two, Carl Thomas and Franz Xaver, survived infancy. Mozart's untimely death in 1791 left Constanze a widow at the age of 29, with two young children to support. Demonstrating remarkable resilience and resourcefulness, Constanze took charge of preserving and promoting Mozart's legacy. She organized memorial concerts and arranged for the publication of his works, ensuring that his music continued to be performed and appreciated. Her efforts were certainly instrumental in solidifying Mozart's posthumous fame, and she collaborated with several publishers in this regard, including Johann André and Nikolaus Simrock, in order to publish Mozart's compositions. This endeavor was not only financially beneficial for the family, but also crucial in establishing Mozart's enduring legacy. from Mozart's Requiem, the sequence Lacrimosa, performed by Collegium Vocale Ghent, the Orchestre des Champs-Élysées, and Philippa Hervéga. The broader Weber family continued to influence the musical landscape. Aloysia Weber, Mozart's first love, became a celebrated opera singer, performing in various prestigious venues across Europe. Her career provided inspiration and set a benchmark for vocal excellence during that era. Aloysia's success is evident from her engagements at the Vienna Court Opera, where she premiered roles in operas by prominent composers, including her brother-in-law Mozart. Josefa Weber, another sister, also achieved significant acclaim. She created the role of the Queen of the Night in Mozart's The Magic Flute, a role that remains one of the most challenging and celebrated in the operatic repertoire. Josefa's vocal prowess and dramatic capabilities were crucial in bringing this character to life, ensuring the opera's success and enduring popularity. Der Hülle Rache, the famous Queen of the Night aria from The Magic Flute by Mozart. Diana Damrau with Le Cercle de Harmonie under Jeremy Rohrer. And then last but not least of the Weber sisters was Sophie, the youngest. She also pursued a career in music, though she didn't achieve the same level of fame as Aloysia or Josefa. However, Sophie played a supportive role in Constanze's efforts to preserve Mozart's legacy, assisting in various administrative and promotional activities. Importantly, Sophie's memoirs provide valuable insights into the personal lives of the Mozart and Weber families, offering a unique perspective on their relationships and daily struggles. The Weber family's connections extended beyond Mozart to other notable composers of the time. Karl Maria von Weber, a cousin of the Weber sisters, became a significant figure in the Romantic era of music. His interactions with the family, though indirect, underscore the extensive network of relationships within the musical community of that period. Karl Maria's operas, such as Der Freischütz, reflect the influence of earlier classical traditions, whilst paving the way for Romantic innovations. The intertwinings of the Mozart and Weber families had a profound cultural and musical impact not only during the 18th century, but also lasting through to our own times, through the Mozartian legacy. In particular, Mozart's operas benefited from the vocal talents of the Weber sisters, who brought his characters to life with their exceptional abilities. And had it not been for the efforts of Constanze and Sophie, we would have had much less to go by when piecing together the history of Mozart's life. I'm Vlad Smirskevich, leaving you for now with the music of Karl Maria von Weber from his opera Der Freischütz. This is the overture performed by the Royal Konzertgebouw Orchestra under William Mengelberg. Be well, and until next time.